finally got to come to this arena. I always wanted to come on a visit here when I was in school. I used to talk to Coach Tubbs a lot way back in the day. So it was an honor to come play in this gym. I thought we did a good job of containing Oklahoma in the first half. I thought our defense, for the most part, for the game was elite. In the second half, the game got away from us a little bit. We made a couple turnovers. They got out, did a couple things, and we just could never recover. You know, with bodies down, I'll never make excuses, but we did have bodies down. It is what it is. My team fought. They fought hard, fought to the end. Proud of them for that. You know, Oklahoma's a good team. They got really good guards, shoot it, make tough shots. It's not that they just make shots, they make tough shots, you know. So I give them credit.
Kelly, go ahead.
You were down McCollum and Reeves, two of your starters on the road against a ranked team. Can you talk a little bit about the resiliency of your team to take a lead at the half and play through a lot of foul trouble as well and play a tough game like this?
You try to manage the game as much as you can, but you got what you got. Our guys, for the most part, Lance Terry, Nate George, they've been playing probably too many minutes over the course of the last four games, I would say. Fatigue is going to catch you, after a while. But I'm really proud of, Duncan Powell. I thought he came in and played well. I thought he really did a great job of tracking the ball. He's getting better, and Jaden Mustaf, he's coming. I think that those two guys, really, really stood out. And, we just got to figure some things out, Like, you figure it out on the run, One thing about it is nobody feels sorry for you. They don't care if you got injuries. It doesn't matter. And, we got to figure out some ways to, get through this rough patch, and we will.
When did you know that Javion was not going to play, and how much was he looking forward to this game?
Javion been out for a week. He's been in concussion protocol. So he's been out since Cincy. So he's been out. So he'd probably be out for another week. So, it's unfortunate, but – Javion, he was good for us. He was good for us before he got injured. He was almost 50, 40, 90, And so him not being here, Kawasi not being here, that hurts. And, it takes, obviously, our rotation down.
Kelly.
It seems like it was a rough night for Bi. Just what was going on with him. And he's had two of these Cincinnati games, I think, too, just where he kind of – gets in foul trouble, disappears a little bit, and this was a night it seemed like you really needed him to give you something.
I'm always careful about my words, so I talked to Bi. My thing is this. At some point, I guess to get to that point, we're not there today, but he knows he has to be better. No need of going into it. But he has to be better for us to be a good team.
What makes Oklahoma tough to go against?
if seeing them just one time, in person, it's the guards. However that is, to me, they gonna go as far as those guards go. So I've been there before. And they just kind of make it go, Everybody else is cool, but this is college. You got some good guards now. Guards can, that can go and boogie a little bit. You can make it work. So they'll go as far as those guards go.
Follow up.
You talk about Billy Tubbs. Did he recruit you out of high school and then you went to Arizona?
Yeah, he did. It's just too far. But he did. He recruited. I mean, I got a little history here. My last year in Boston, well, his last year in the NBA was with Blake Griffin. You know, just cool to see Blake's building and all the little different things. So I never been here. I only been to Oklahoma City during the playoffs. So, you know, but Coach Tubbs, yeah, they recruited me. Yeah, they recruited me. It's just a little too far.
Yeah, I think it was about 11-plus minutes between the end of the half and the start of the second half, no field goals and a couple free throws there. It seemed like in the second half, guys were just forcing up bad shots and that during that stretch and get a little frustrated with them and call the timeout. Just what was going on with the offense during that stretch and the 11 minutes or so where you guys just couldn't buy a bucket?
I wouldn't say I was frustrated with them. You know, you get frustrated at the moment when you're not whole. You know, I'm not frustrated at those guys. I mean, when I look at the stat sheet, you know, we got great production. You know, unfortunately, you know, we just, when your margin of error is such where you can't miss a layup, you can't miss a free throw, you can't do different things, you got to play perfect, man. It's just hard. You know, so never really mad. And calling timeout, sometimes I call timeout to give them a blow. You know what I mean? So they played hard, and again, they played hard on the defensive end, and we gave ourselves a chance to win. But sometimes you just, you know, everybody has to play. Everybody has to bring something to the table in order to have success against a team like Oklahoma.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.